WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz doesn't want Kevin McCarthy to continue serving as House Speaker. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper on what he's doing about it.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy turned to Democrats to pass a short-term budget and avoid a government shutdown. So Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has filed a motion to oust his fellow Republican as House Speaker.
Well, I have enough Republicans where at this point next week, one of two things will happen. Kevin McCarthy won't be the Speaker of the House, or he'll be the Speaker of the House working at the pleasure of the Democrats. And I'm at peace with either result because the American people deserve to know who governs them.
Speaker McCarthy responds on social media with "Bring it on." Gaetz fired back in a post, just did. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Former President Donald Trump railed against the fraud case he's facing in New York. The state's attorney general has sued him in a civil case. Trump spoke outside the courtroom.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous. He's a Democrat judge, he's an operative, and it's ridiculous.
We're learning more about the disappearance of 9-year-old Charlotte Senna in upstate New York. Governor Kathy Hochul says the little girl is now safe. She was kidnapped Saturday evening while riding her bike. A suspect is in custody after a letter was left in the family's mailbox.
The car pulls up to a mailbox. Something is left. State police immediately go to the mailbox and identify what is a ransom note that had been left behind for Charlotte. State police worked diligently trying to find a match for a fingerprint. First one tried and wasn't successful. Second one was.
The son of President Biden, Hunter Biden, is due in a Delaware court Tuesday morning. He's expected to plead not guilty to federal firearms charges, but the case might not end there.
The ongoing special counsel investigation includes tax and other potential violations. Based on court records, tax charges could be filed in California, where Hunter Biden lives, or in Washington, D.C. IRS whistleblowers first told CBS News that they believe the evidence does support felony tax violations. Catherine Hirsch, CBS News, Wilmington, Delaware.
In the baseball world, the playoffs begin Tuesday afternoon. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has a wrap-up of what to expect.
There are a bunch of interesting storylines for this year's playoffs. First, you have the Astros, who are looking to repeat as world champions. And then you have the Braves, who've been the team to watch all season long with a lineup that became the first to feature four players with 35-plus home runs. And, of course, the Orioles. They've been a huge surprise this year, putting up 101 wins after they lost 110 just 2 years ago.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/Devil's Advocates
Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
That's like the one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour rolling into it, Dom. In a surprising headline from NBC News, conservative Justice Clarence Thomas has recused himself for the first time, whatever? Or in this case, involving a January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by then-President Donald Trump supporters, as the Supreme Court today rejected an appeal brought by former Trump legal advisor John Eastman. Now, we've heard that guy's name quite a bit, Dom. He's been a frequent visitor to the state of Wisconsin, right? When he's still here.
Convince all of the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin. Hell, what, last year even?
Robert Voss was still taking appointments with John Eastman last year, and he was still trying to overturn the 2020 election, Dom. Now, Clarence Thomas, under fire over claims of ethical lapses, had participated last year when the court rejected Trump's bid to prevent White House documents from being handed over to the House committee investigating the January 6th. Then Thomas was the only justice to signal support for Trump's legal arguments.
Now, wasn't some of this information
his wife,
turned over included his wife's communications
with Mark Meadows, the chief's chief, Dom. Mark, how do we overturn the election? Is effectively what she was texting. This is horrible. What do we do to change the outcome, Mark? A little bit more from the NBC News reporting, Dom. This time, Clarence Thomas stepped aside in a case involving Eastman, who was one of his law clerks. Learn from the best, Dom. The case also involved the now-defunct January 6th committee centering on the efforts by Eastman, a former law professor. I think he's going to have more trouble getting that sort of work in the future, Dom, especially if he's disbarred.
Perhaps while he's in the pen, he can, you know, educate some other folks.
Well, he's trying to prevent his former employer, Chapman University of Orange, California, from handing over archived emails sent from or to Eastman's account. As is typical for justices, Thomas did not explain why he recused himself. In addition to Thomas's professional history with Eastman, another reason he might have stepped aside is that some of the emails released reportedly mention Thomas as being the justice likely to be most receptive to Trump's arguments. Were those the texts from his wife to the chief of staff?
It's just pillow talk, honey.
Dominic, the case was effectively moot even before the Supreme Court's action today, as the committee obtained relevant emails and has concluded its investigation. And Eastman had pushed the discredited argument that then Vice President Mike Pence had the power to refuse to certify the 2020 presidential election results. He has been indicted in connection with his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. And Eastman recently vouched for Thomas after various news reports alleged that justice had fallen short of ethical standards. Well, thank God you got an indicted felon vouching for you. Separately, Dom, he faces disbarment proceedings in California over his role in the election. And wasn't it the crime fraud prevention that mentioned Eastman, or is that Jeffrey Clark? I often, you know, confuse these two insurrectionist plotters.
Cody Thomas earlier faced criticism for failing to recuse himself in Trump's January 6th case because his wife, conservative political activist Jenny Thomas, had been a vocal supporter of Trump's efforts to overturn the election. Anthony Casso, Eastman's lawyer, said in an email Monday he was disappointed that the Supreme Court did not throw out the district court ruling that allowed the emails to be disclosed now that the case is moot. The attorney previously wrote in court filings for the appeal that the lower court decision cast aspersions, not just on Dr. Eastman, but also his former client, the former president of the United States. Very, very, very important people here. So, yeah. Wow, man. He recused himself. I don't know if we even got to this last week. There's so much, you know, corruption or ethical lapses. I don't know how you want to call it. But wasn't Clarence Thomas, doesn't it come out last week that he was like partying with the Koch brothers? Getting some money from those fellas too? Really? Wow, man. The guy gets around.
So how'd Trump do in fraud court today, Dom? He showed up. I'm sure it was a good day for Trump, right? Figure he exonerated himself, fully vindicated, right?
Entirely. I'm positive of that. I think we have some sound of the former guy losing his mind.
Now, this is over the lunch hour, right? Apparently, the morning didn't go quite like he had hoped. A lot of consultations with counsel. Our understanding, he wore a oversized muumuu-style suit, as he often does, but in a sort of a curveball move, Dom. Blue tie. Blue tie. Ooh.
And you know, me not being the fan of the ties and all that, Curdy, what does a blue tie insinuate, give to, you know, message you versus the red tie?
Well, perhaps he's trying to make friends with the liberal operative judge in the case.
Yeah, I doubt that.
844-967-2789. Got our boy Nate doing double duty over here, but as soon as you're ready, Nate, we're going to play some of the sound of the former president, sort of the lunch hour hot plate, Dom, came out and served up some malarkey for the assembled press. Now, my understanding, CNN broke away from his comments. They felt like it was something of a campaign rally at the courthouse. let's play it for the people, if you'd be so kind, Nate.
Very simply put, it's a witch hunt. It's a disgrace. We have a corrupt attorney general in this state.
I bet he repeats the witch hunt theme, Dom, because
really that's all they say. This is always, everything's a witch hunt. Every prosecutor is corrupt. Every judge is corrupt. Every coffee boy, everybody's ever worked for him, are worthless losers. You know, John Kelly's on the record today, his former guy. I mean, everything about Trump is the same thing over and over again. If you believe the man, if you're a Trump sycophant, you must then believe that Trump is the only one who's above reproach. And everybody, from the judges to the prosecutors, hell, to his former employees, the judges that he put in, everybody else except Donald Trump is corrupt and out to get him. I mean, that seems to be a little bit of a stretch. But let's hear more about the witch hunt. Cut two, please, Nate.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time.
Yeah, I mean. And the crime. Let's hear it. Cut three, please.
There was no crime. The crime is against me.
Yeah, man. I'm not out of order. You're out of order. You're out of order. AG Tish James, she had something to say today. No one is above the law. Let's hear what the Attorney General had to say. Cut five.
No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
Certainly not that effing guy.
Above the law. Nico. Who's the Aikido guy, man? That was
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal, above the law. New York Attorney General Tish James, persistent and repeated fraud. We know this. Let's hear it again. Cuts up.
Donald Trump and the other defendants have committed persistent and repeated fraud. Last week, we proved that in our motion for summary judgment. Today, we will prove our other claims.
Shut down the Trump org. Shut down Papa Trump, the two ne'er-do-well Trump boys. Shut them down, Dom. You know, Trump showed up for court because this one stings. This one hurts a little. This is his ability to do business in New York. I know he moved to Florida and all that stuff, and he's claiming Mar-a-Lago. It's not worth $18 million. It's worth $1.5 billion, Dom. But still, he sort of has a reputation as a New York guy, does he not?
Well, that's why he got out of Dodge, man. He knew what was coming, man. You know what I mean? The guy knows what the guy did in his life. So he got out of Dodge quick. A little bit here. Again, we'll get to your calls at 844-967-2789. Sarah Burris reporting at The Raw Story. The judge in Donald Trump's New York case was forced to tell the former president's lawyers to stop yelling at him Monday, according to a reporter who was in the courtroom.
Loud noises!
Judge Arthur Engoron was all smiles in court, despite Trump staring him down with his arms crossed. Oh, and a blue tie. But when Trump's lawyer, Alina Haba, stood to complain about a number of issues, she got so animated that her voice became louder and louder. It began with Haba complaining. There wasn't a jury. And Curdy, we talked about it. Why isn't there a jury? The judge informed her she didn't check the proper box or file the proper form to elect to have a jury trial.
Well, that feels like that's kind of on Trump's legal team, judge. What?
Oh, Your Honor, I can't believe there's no jury here. We need a jury of our peers. We demand just. I didn't do the paperwork box in a form. Okay. Next, the lambaste of the judge for incorrectly declaring the value of Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. He stepped in to correct her that he never said that. Speaking to MSNBC and watching the day unfold, New York Times reporter Suzanne Craig detailed the judge waiting until she was finished before correcting her. Well, how nice. He said, hang on, I never said that. And he didn't say it. His ruling that came down last week said there have been valuations for the property appraisal that put it at that price. It doesn't mean it's worth that. I just found that really struck me, because that's what Donald Trump and some of his lieutenants do. They say a lie, repeat it over and over and over. And Eric Trump, the other night, was out tweeting about the valuation, saying the same thing. So the judge, there was a very heated back and forth, a vocal back and forth between the two of them at the end of her remarks. And her audience was an audience of one. It was Donald Trump.
I hope we got more than one in the audience. I know we got at least Dana waiting in the queue. You could be like Dana. You could be next. 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Feeling kind of chill on a Monday. Like, beautiful out there. It's like long extended summer. Bonus summer for a few more days. But
and the civil trial of the former president of the United States started today.
Well, I'm okay with that. Gives us something to talk about on the radio. With you.
Smells fresh, baby.
Come back. More Devils.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Enjoy those mostly clear skies in the overnight. 64 degrees, light south winds. However, that south breeze up around 25 during the day Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies and up to 84. Tuesday night, especially after midnight, a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Currently 71 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can all be a part of this fine program. Give us a call at 844-967-2789 or just download the Civic Media app. You can call with a button. You can text with a button. It's super cool, super easy. Take us with you everywhere you go.
And Dom, we are rolling through the happier happy hour. Know what makes it happy today? CJ's been banned for the pumpkin spice month. No October for CJ, not here on the greatest radio show ever. And the audience is already, they're already joining in their approval. Dom, what did they say about CJ? Nothing much good, CJ. I gotta tell you. Yay, a CJ free October. About effing time. Thanks, Crudy. Someone noted our earlier caller was at the Aldi. Beep, 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 just here at Aldi. So anyways, it's all out of Trump's playbook. Lie enough, and CJ will believe you. Well, we won't have to hear about it for a while. Tell your friends. It's free to come back to the greatest radio show ever, a CJ-free October. I promise. 844-967-2789. Dana from La Crosse. Our pal, man, great seeing you on Friday before the big festing. Dana, how you doing,
indeed,
man?
It was great seeing you guys Friday. I was really glad to have you in town. I hope you had a great time at the Oktoberfest as well.
It was,
yeah, man, good stuff.
It went late into the early Saturday morning portion, Dana. It was a long night, let's just say. And we had to get out of the parking lot. We were at the Radisson. We had to get out of the parking lot by the time the parade started at 10. Well, we go out there at like 9:45 thinking we're safe. Oh no, parking lot's closed. You got to drive over the concrete and go out the back. We had to drive over sidewalks.
The whole town closed off like 4 hours before the parade. I'm like, come on, I'm just trying to do my errands here.
Man, people are partying out past midnight on the parade grounds, just hanging out, drinking beer. I didn't know they did that, Dana. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to get your spot, man, you know, and you have to hang out there. So you put all your gear there, your blankets or your canvas, whatever you're putting down, your chairs to mark off and tape off your spot. But you got to stay there till midnight.
Yep.
And then you can come back. And people were into it, man.
Yeah.
Dana, I never.
Yeah. And we had great. Go ahead.
Well, I can't remember that town partying like it did this Friday night. Well, dude. I'm serious. We drove up State Street towards campus just to show young Isabella, a co-ed from Winona State, show her what UW La Crosse was like. There were like drunken people. If they weren't laying in the streets, they were covering the sidewalks. I mean, it was pandemonium up there on campus.
Beautiful night. A lot of people taking advantage.
Remind me of a party at the Devil's Advocate's house back in college.
I understand that. Yeah, I think, this was nicer weather than I can recall any Oktoberfest in a long time. So, I really think that had a lot to do with it, and I think I got to credit the Devils for bringing that nice weather. So thank you,
Phil. Well, that welcome. And the party. It wouldn't have been an Oktoberfest party without us being in lacrosse with you, Dana.
You know it. You know yourselves well, don't you? Say, I wanted to comment a little bit about Trump's showing today. So he's only, from what I understand, he's going to be there. He's only going to be there today and tomorrow. And
at the trial, you mean?
Yeah, making his appearance. And from what I understand, these are just these first 2 days are just formalities. There's no meat and like that. So he's really risking nothing by being there.
Well, they had his accountant from Mazars USA on the stand. He was basically laying out the case for fraud today. Oh, there's some there, okay. I thought. That's why he was so fired up coming out at lunch.
Well, I heard all his comments, and they all they are is the same thing he's been tweeting on his Truth Central for the last few months. And I think all he did was wanted to show up where he knows, you know, on that Truth Social, that ain't getting no play at all. And so I think he just wanted to be there where he knew there's going to be a lot of cameras, and he can just sit there and spout all his lies. Where he knows it'll all get picked up.
Well, defendant Trump does deserve to be the center of attention today, Dana. We will give him that.
He's going down. He's going to lose everything. I'm loving it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Dana. Didn't mean to cut you short. Da-da-da-da-da. Dana's loving it. You know, Dom, a little short on time in this segment, but I'd like to get a headline out there. This one's going out for you, Dana. Rejoice, America. These trials should bring Donald Trump to ruin. This is the week that the former president's epic legal misadventures begin. It's hard to imagine his coming out unscathed. Oh, he's
been
scathed.
I think Republicans like him scathed. They're the pro-scathed party.
Dominic, 7 lawsuits in total. Let me just start a little bit, and we'll come back with this. So here's a preview of the coming attraction. Trump, the lawsuits, debuts this week. Monday, in fact, in the Manhattan civil courtroom of Judge Arthur Engoron, judge of the Supreme Court First Judicial District in New York. This is the first of 7. Count them, 7 trials Donald Trump is scheduled to face between now and Election Day. Let's take stock of all the litigation to come. Dom, you need a scorecard to keep up. A little bit more. Liberals are wired to see disaster in everything. We're not supposed to discuss matters like this in the tone I'm about to use. But I submit, according to Michael Tomosky, that in this case, a little optimism is warranted because I think it's quite possible that by next November 5th, Trump could not only be a damage candidate because of these cases, but his careers, plural, Dom, both political and business, and indeed his life, could be in tatters.
Oh, Michael Tomosky, tell me more.
Donald Trump, Dom, his life, professional and political, it's in disarray.
Just like the mega Republican Party. They're in disarray.
Do you think today is the first worst day of the rest of his life?
It's all downhill from here for the greasy orange carrot.
That's not me, right? Crudy? Okay, just clarifying. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can always be a character here if you join us on the phones. 844-967-2789. Except CJ. Banned for pumpkin spice season. Too much pumpkin spice, CJ. Next year, you'll stay on track. Come back. You could be next. Again, 844-96-PARTY.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has called for a vote as he tries to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. CBS's Nicole Killian.
It does raise this question, if not Speaker McCarthy, then whom? And it's not clear that Republicans have coalesced around a particular individual to potentially replace the speaker.
Former President Donald Trump railed against a judge and fraud case he's facing in New York State. Opening arguments were held Monday.
This is a horrible situation for our country. It's never happened before. It's election interference. They're interfering with the presidential election of 2024.
A 9-year-old girl is safe after she was kidnapped in upstate New York this weekend. Governor Kathy Hochul.
After some resistance, the suspect was taken into custody, and immediately the little girl was found in a cabinet, cupboard.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour, rolling through it. Dom, I'm feeling about as chill as I have felt in quite some time. Like America is finally finding its moral center once again. The former president is facing trial starting today. And Michael Tomosky over at the New Republic writes this headline: Rejoice, America! These trials should bring Donald Trump to ruin. Let's jump back in the body of the work, Tom. As Tomosky writes, let's start with this week's case. New York Attorney General Letitia James has charged that Trump and his family repeatedly inflated the value of their properties from 2014 to 21. Perhaps most flagrantly, and certainly most vainly and grossly from the perspective of insecure phallic metaphor, he used to brag that his apartment in Trump Tower was 30,000 square feet. That is to say, three times its actual size. James seeks $250 million in penalties. And last Tuesday, Judge Engoron issued an excoriating ruling against Trump, agreeing with James that Trump did what she says he did. He stripped the Trump Organization of several of its New York business certificates. He also ordered each of Trump's attorneys to pay $7,500 sanction fee to the court. And while that's not a lot of money, it is almost an unheard of step. Now, Engoron presides over the trial. And since he, not a jury, Dom, will decide things, a bad outcome for the former president seems almost baked into the cake. Unless somehow Trump's legal team comes up with a wholly new and non-crazy defense, there's a reasonable chance that Trump will be ordered to fork over something close to $250 million James seeks. He can afford it, or so he says. And of course he'll appeal, but he'll have to been forced to drink a humiliating cup of truth over a scam he's been pulling for years. There will be weeks of headlines about he might lose Trump Tower. Swing voters will notice, and not sympathetically.
Crudy, that's the first case. Case number two starts later this month in Atlanta. There was a major development here last week when one of the defendants, Scott Hall, pleaded guilty. He has agreed to testify about some dubious-looking electoral mischief in Coffee County, where the former head of the Elections Division and former county GOP chair are alleged to have given Trump associates voter data. Whether any of that reached Trump himself, I guess we'll find out. In Fulton County, two of Trump's 18 co-defendants in the Georgia voter fraud case will go to trial October 23rd. Prosecutors in Georgia estimate this trial will last about 4 months and include 150 witnesses that will extend into the primary season. These trials will be in front of juries, so maybe Trump's jury will include a mega head nullifier. But the fact that we have Trump on tape telling Brad Raffensperger to go and find him enough votes to change the result would seem to make this one pretty open and shut, too. Crudy, I'll go on again. Skip ahead to next January 15th. Think about the lovely timing of these spread out over the primary season, with even perhaps more than one proceeding going on at once, when E. Jean Carroll's civil defamation suit is supposed to start. This one, too, looks grim for Le Grand Orange. Back in early September, a New York federal judge ruled Carroll will not have to prove a second time that Trump defamed her. This case, the judge said, is only about the extent of the damages Trump will have to pay. So in essence, he's already lost that one, just as he seemingly, in essence, already lost this week's civil case. The only outstanding question is how humiliating the finding will be.
Dom, case number four is a juicy one and has received the least attention so far of the septet. That means seven, folks. This is a class action suit accusing Trump and his children of fraud by convincing customers to invest in get-rich-quick schemes while accepting large secret payments from the companies they were pitching. One plaintiff, a hospice caregiver in California, paid $499 to register for a course and say she spent thousands attending seminars to earn a whopping $38. This is the kind of matter Trump has a history of settling. Remember, he paid $25 million to avoid facing the music over Trump University. But if this one goes to trial, imagine the stories we'll hear. Here's hoping the Platons refuse to settle so that the voting public can hear every detail of what cheap, sleazy people these are. And Dom, number five, set for March 4, is the big kahuna, the January 6 insurrection trial before Judge Tanya Chutkan in Washington, D.C. And we learned last week she ain't recusing. Trump unsuccessfully sought a two-year delay of this one. Yeah. Dom, there are reportedly up to 250 potential witnesses in this case and a prosecutor, Jack Smith, who clearly means business. This is the one where any number of big fish could flip on Trump. What do you think he held that fundraiser for Rudy Giuliani? And again, while one should never be too confident about guessing a trial's outcome, we already have a lot of evidence telling us that Trump was loving the violence of that day and wanted his own vice president to hang. Yes, there's that line from his speech urging people to be peaceful, but there's plenty of evidence that contradicts the idea that he harbored anything but ill intent. And the sixth case, Dom, which is scheduled to start the same month as the insurrection case on March 25th, is the Stormy Daniels hush money case. We've known about this one the longest of all, right, Dom?
Nope.
Now, this matter is generally considered to be the weakest of the group because a payment like the one Trump allegedly made isn't a felony unless there's an underlying felony crime. Now, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has laid out a rationale along those lines having to do with violation of campaign finance laws. It looks pretty straightforward to me, the author Michael Tomosky, but the New Republic's Matt Form explained, Bragg has done some creative legal embroidery to get this case to trial. You'll have to convince a jury, in essence, that Trump paid Daniels off for the specific purpose of influencing the election. What he did so seems obvious common sense to you and me. I mean, why else would he have paid her? But common sense doesn't always win in the courtroom, where statutes reign supreme. Still in a jurisdiction where the defendant isn't exactly beloved, there seems a chance that common sense can actually defeat obstructionist legal language.
Finally, Crudy, the seventh case is the classified documents case.
The paperwork crimes.
That case will be heard in a Trump-friendly jurisdiction before a judge he appointed to the bench. On those two points, Trump has lucked out. However, the voluminous evidence against him in the form of photos of boxes of classified documents, along with a tape of Trump admitting that he lacks the power as an ex-president to declassify documents, is rather less fortunate. Trump will be playing the role of semi-professional defendant throughout the primary season and in the run-up to the GOP convention scheduled for July 15th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is it that hard to imagine that Republican delegates may end up convening to nominate a candidate who has just been dealt one or two or three convictions? Trump is additionally at risk of having to pay up to three staggeringly expensive financial penalties. In the current case, the Carroll suit and the class action suit, I find these scenarios very easy to imagine. In fact, I dare say some of the crime and punishment cocktail along those lines seems more likely to be served than not. If I'm right, Michael Tomosky, here's what will happen. He'll scream, his people will turn violent, and it will all be ugly and painful and difficult to live through. But one thing that probably won't happen, his return to the White House. This is why I've always said that come January 2025, there are not just two, but three places Donald Trump might be living. The White House, Mar-a-Lago, or a DACA on the Black Sea, 30,000 square feet, easily the biggest and most beautiful DACA anyone's ever seen. Or, of course, a federal prison cell in a suit to match his face.
844-967-2789. The Mad Counselor tweeted at us at Devil Radio. Hey, fellas, the color blue conveys trust and honesty. That's the color of Trump's tie today in the fraud trial. Yeah. The Mad Counselor says, I don't think it will help. You don't think that will be decisive, the blue tie? I mean, he probably was very thoughtful in wearing a blue tie today.
Well, very, very thoughtful. As he, you know, lambasted the judge as a criminal and should never be there. I mean, good luck. Good luck with that, man.
844-967-2789. I think he's got a little orange privilege, Dom. Don't let the pumpkin spice fool you, Don. Dick from Madison, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Real quickly, I heard CJ earlier in the day. What finally took him out?
Me. Common sense. Okay. Logic.
I was not consulted on the decision, Dick. This was a Crudy taking charge. You know, we'll see. We'll see.
We didn't collaborate on this one. I just made a call. Dick, sometimes you just have to be decisive.
Yeah, you do. You have to be in charge. Well, thanks for that. But next, some of the stuff from Trump today was just so laughable. At a point, he said something about some of these things are by the statute of limitation. Isn't that the same as when you say all the time, oh, if you plead guilty, you're, you know,
if you plead the fifth, you're guilty. Yeah. I mean, if you follow his logic.
Right. So wouldn't it be the same thing, guys, with when he's saying, oh, some of this stuff's from, you know, it's the statute of limit. In other words, you're saying I did it. But it's past
right.
The statute of limitations.
Right. Yes, I committed the crime. I did the fraud, but it was just way too long ago. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, that's never mind about that. Right? I mean, the guy, and then this weekend, how sick is this man? That you guys know what I'm talking about with the references to Pelosi.
We do, man. You know what? And thanks for bringing that up. I think, Nate, well, let's share that with the audience. DK, thanks for the call, man, and the reminder. You know, I don't get shocked by much, but I was pretty disgusted with this guy. And this is a guy who's disgusted me a lot. This one was over the top. Do we have that cut? Trump talking about Nancy Pelosi and, of course, her husband, Paul, assaulted with a hammer, right? Dude had like brain surgery.
Almost killed. Had his skull crushed.
Trump talking to some, you know, mega sycophants. Here's what he had to say.
And we'll stand up to crazy Nancy Pelosi who ruined San Francisco. How's her husband doing, by the way? Anybody know? Wow. And she's against building a wall at our border, even though she has a wall around her house, which obviously didn't do a very good job.
The irony sort of lost on him, right? Not only is he, you know, the biggest jacknut this side of Putin or CJ, perhaps, but above and beyond that, Dom, he points out the fallacy of his own logic in building a wall in that people just climb the wall. They go over the wall. Like the intruder into the Pelosi home that nearly killed the dude. You know, what a fodder for a joke. Too soon? Yeah. Too soon?
Too soon? I mean, if a Democrat had come out and said that after Reagan got shot, hey, how's Ronnie doing? You know what I mean? So much for gun control. Are you freaking kidding me? Hey, how's that Bobby Kennedy, man? Stay out of the kitchen. You know what I mean? You know, this is where he's taken us. And it's not just Donald Trump. I expect that. That's what Donald Trump is. Fine. But the people cheering, all you megas out there supporting this, encouraging this, disgusting. You're disgusting, and I'm a disgusting dude, and I'm calling you out. That is disgusting.
I can attest to Dominic's disgustingness. 844-967-2789. Don't be disgusting, Paul from Monona. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you doing?
Good,
so,
sir.
I'm a veteran, and so way back during the Cold War when I served, one of my aspirations was to be involved in intel. And so I made it my job to learn German and more specifically Russian, because East German, West German, same thing.
Yep.
And I just want to say it's pronounced Dacha, not Dacha.
Dacha.
I love you guys.
How do you pronounce beer Haas properly? Because I was accused of getting the Bavarian beer Haas incorrect. How do you say that, Paul?
H-A-U-S.
Beer house.
It's just a house, man.
It's the beer house?
Yeah.
I probably could have gotten that one right. I was trying too hard, Paul.
Yeah, beer house in the hizzy.
Yeah, we were in the hizzy.
Have a good day, guys.
You as well, thanks, Paul.
Gotcha.
Remember, I saw the Oktoberfest, the German, you know, the woodsman hats with the feather stuff.
Yeah. The pheasant feather.
I guess perhaps it was the wrong time to take note of that, but, you know, a lot of sort of German nationalism going on associated with the Oktoberfest in Dom.
Well, it's Oktoberfest, man. It's beer. Of course it's German. Brücken Sie Deutsch? Herr Krute? Or the Devil's Advocates come Nine. Back. One more segment, 844-967-2789.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Enjoy those mostly clear skies in the overnight, 64 degrees, light south winds. However, that south breeze up around 25 during the day Tuesday, mostly sunny skies and up to 84. Tuesday night, especially after midnight, a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Currently 71 degrees.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looks.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of this glorious Monday. But make sure you stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next at 6 o'clock. Our last caller is at 844-967-2789.
And Maggie has been warned, CJ, that I banned you for the month of October. So I'm not suggesting that she must also ban you. Maggie's an independent thinker. She'll do whatever the hell she wants. But I just said, don't let him come whining to your show.
Yeah.
Dummy, Coop won't let me just blab on troll on the radio unchecked anymore. See me after the pumpkin spice season. 844-967-2789. I believe John from Sun Valley, California is next. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hey, gotcha. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you guys about, get your opinion about my opinion about the Republican-Democrat. When I was on hold, I heard you talk about Trump's tie, and I noticed that this morning on in the picture. It's so long. I guess he made it so long and so blue so it wouldn't stick out like Oliver Hardy. Because you know when a guy's got a belly, the ties get shorter.
Does that happen, John? I'm completely unaware how that works.
Oh yeah.
Dom doesn't own a tie, so he's never seen it.
Don't look down. Anyway, my opinion about these Republican Democrat thing, it's a two party system that's just a Mutt and Jeff routine on the American citizen. They're both pigs. Just one has blood on its lips and the other one has lipstick. What do you think?
Listen, John, I think generally back in the day, man, I'd probably go along with you a little more, but there's been some clarity here over the last, since the Trump age, you know what I'm saying? The calls to violence, for example, right? Making fun of Paul Pelosi, saying Milley, the general, should be executed, right? That's where we're at now. It used to be lock them up. Yeah, the Family Values Party, right? Fiscal conservatism, John, keeping the government open, working, governing. That's a thing, John. So while, back in the day, I might agree with you, man. No, I think there's a very distinct difference right now. And you throw in the white nationalist Christian weirdos that want, to impose their religion on everybody else, man, this is a party and a group, a movement out of whack with the mainstream of Americans, man. Nobody I know wants that life, John. So there's a very clear difference right now, John, in my opinion. What do you think about my opinion?
Oh, no, I say they say one has blood and the other one's lipstick, which is much nicer looking. But I still think that it's just used to keep us citizens divided and conquered. And it's been going on for the last 230 years. I'm tired of it. And I think everybody's tired of it.
I know, man. That's why we got to get involved, John. Appreciate the call, man. 844-967-2789. It's not going to be the Libertarians. It's not going to be the, what's the other party right
now? Third way.
That's not it. It's not going to be the Greens. It's just not it, man. They don't have the organization. They don't have the muscle. They don't have the money. They don't have the messaging. They don't even have like people in local, you know, politics to be able to draw from. So, you know, unfortunately, it is what it is, man. And it's Dems or Republicans. And as a third party guy, I've voted third party in the past, John. This is where I've ended up, and this is where I think we got to be right now.
844-967-2789.
So go ahead, Curdy.
Rico from Rock County. Welcome back, Rico. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All
right. You know, I really hate to kick a guy when he's down, but in this case, I can't help but take a little poke at the big orange belly. I heard reported this last weekend that along with all his legal woes and troubles, Melania is renegotiating her prenup, along with a little something-something for Barron, and I find that kind of telling, you know? I thought that was a nice little story this weekend I heard.
Is that the headline. Is that renegotiating again? Because I thought that was some renegotiating going on when she was holed up in New York and wasn't coming down to the White House. I thought there was something already going on back then.
No, the way I heard this, Don, this is something new. And it has something more to do, I believe, with Barron's trust fund. You know, it's just, it made me think, you know, I mean, sometimes those that are closest to us seem to, you know when the house is going to cave in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just thought that a very good reporting. I heard that this weekend, though. And, you know, maybe it'll come to light in the next couple of days. Well, let's hope so, you know,
he's trying to hide hundreds of millions of dollars because he gave it to Barron or something, you know what I mean? I wouldn't put anything past this. You got to keep an eye on the man.
But, I just found that very interesting. I thought, wow, she's negotiating her prenup right now in the middle of all his troubles, you know. I mean,
best time to renegotiate when the other guy's bent over a
that's
barrel.
Right. You call that leverage, Rico.
hate to kick a guy when he's down, but some of them deserve it, you know, right?
You know, I hear Melania's
talk to you guys later.
I see what you did there, Rico, and I admire it. Kicking CJ while he's down. Do you think Melania's working on a book, The Art of the Deal?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's just, wow. The place we're at, folks. What a place to be.
Our pal Dana from La Crosse does question. Apparently he's speaking up for CJ. Can Clay call if he promises to only talk about football? No, not this show. Sorry.
Can Clay call if Trump gets convicted in November and
we want to gloat?
Call and gloat a little bit. Someone suggested that as well.
That if Trump is convicted criminally, feloniously in the month of October of 2023, I'll make an exception, CJ. You can come on. I'll beat the snot out of you and rub it in a little bit. But otherwise, no pumpkin spice, CJ. You've been banned. It hurts a little. It stings. You're going to feel this one for, you know, about 30 days. It's a long month, too. More like 31, right?
Yes. As October.
And
after Halloween, CJ can come back.
And Maggie Dawn gave me a check. So I think she's down for the no CJ action. But that's between you and her. You and her. Fine producer.
All the other fine shows on the Civic Media Network, you know, they could all determine for themselves. I like to think we're starting a trend, though.
Well, coming up after Maggie Dawn, it would be the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. I can't imagine he'd want CJ. And, of course, Rick Smith, coast to coast. I know he's called in on Rick Smith's show. Rick's a big boy, national host. He can handle his own, you know, CJs. But the rest of you, I assure you, you will be CJ-free right here on the Devil's Advocate's greatest radio show ever.
You sell a shampoo to make that happen
till it's turkey time. That's it for us. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful, chill Monday evening. We'll do it for you tomorrow with Sarah Godlewski in studio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.